Like many institutions, Whitman College has been grappling with the complex legacy of its namesake. NWPB's Susan Shane reports from Walla Walla.
For you, any elk or any trout? Trout? Would you like any root vegetables, extras?
It's lunchtime at Whitman College's dining hall. Today's menu looks a little different than normal. There's roasted elk, fry bread with huckleberry jam, cedar plank smoked rainbow trout. These are first foods, foods that represent the region's indigenous people. Whitman College will now have a first food station at its dining hall every month. The food service manager thinks it's one of the first colleges in the country to have such a station. As the food's brought out, students and staff form a long line.
It's really yummy.
I thought it was very exciting that we get to try first foods like this.
Janine Gordon looks on with pride. She oversees Native American outreach for the college.
This is pretty special. I think our ancestors are celebrating with us today, too.
Gordon is an enrolled member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, or CTUIR. That's a union of three tribes, the Cayuse, Umatilla, and Walla Walla. Hiring Gordon, the first food station, they're all part of the college's efforts to build relationships with those tribes and reckon with the college's namesake. Whitman College was founded for Marcus Whitman, an 1800s missionary who was killed by a group of Cayuse men. Whitman was long hailed as a tragic hero, and his death spurred the displacement of Northwest tribes from their land. Gordon again.
I just grew up with the one-sided story that everybody tells and hears, and us not being able to share our side of the story.
Here's her perspective. The Cayuse welcomed Whitman, thinking he wanted to live in community, but he didn't learn the Cayuse language or culture, or even allow Native people in his home. He then began catering to white immigrants settling in Cayuse territory, immigrants who brought diseases that killed Natives by the hundreds. Gordon's helping the college untangle those threads.
I think just bringing more meaning and more authenticity to the actual history of this place is how I see the reckoning.
It's certainly a challenge, not only because Whitman's name is on, well, everything, but because the college used the mythical version of Whitman to fundraise itself out of bankruptcy in the 1890s.
Whitman's memory is very much central to the school's, not just founding, but really its financial history.
That's Sarah Koenig, an associate professor at Ramapo College of New Jersey. She wrote a book about Marcus Whitman. This fall, a campus statue of Marcus Whitman was vandalized with the words colonizer and land back. Koenig says what's happening at the college
is very much part of this national conversation about, you know, we can correct the record in the books, but what about all this infrastructure that has been created around these mythologies? What do we do with it?
Whitman College's answer, it seems, is outreach and education. It's hosting an annual powwow and First Foods Festival and offering full rides to students from the CTUIR. Aiden Wolf was one of the first students to receive that scholarship. He descends from two Cayuse men who were executed for their alleged role in killing Marcus Whitman.
So coming here, it was kind of strange to me.
Wolf is now a junior.
I have really been grateful for how much Whitman has put into trying to make that history felt and told from our perspectives.
Kristen Parr works in the language department for the CTUIR. She drove about an hour from the reservation to see the first food station launch. She is Walla Walla and Cayuse.
So being able to be represented here is an accomplishment, almost like reparations a little bit, but it's really just a representation of how far we've come.
Reporting from Whitman College, I'm Susan Shane.